We'll start off with a mostly cloudy sky for most of us, but clearing later, a high of 87 degrees.
Good morning. A decade ago, Michael,
NPR News from Washington.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer at 6:04. Former Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt has won his race in a crowded Republican field for the 2nd Congressional District in eastern Kansas. KPR's Daniel Caudill reports on last night's results.
Schmidt won against four other Republicans.
Liberty, and who believe that God put us in this place so that we could live the sort of lives that are examples to people all around the world.
Schmidt served in the Kansas legislature for 10 years before becoming state attorney general. He ran for governor in 2022, losing the statewide contest to incumbent Democrat Laura Kelly. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
Republican Derek Schmidt will now be matched up against Democrat Nancy Boida. Boida came out on top in a close primary race for the state's 2nd Congressional District. She's a former member of Congress who held the seat almost 20 years ago. This time, she brought in about 52% of the vote against her closest competitor, Matt Kleinman, a Wyandotte County community developer. Boida said she's already thinking about the general election against Schmidt in November. She has framed herself as a centrist, willing to break with Democratic Party leaders on at least some issues.
I think that Kansans are mainly moderate, practical people. And it's very practical. If you want a Democrat to win this seat, you're going to need somebody who might not be the best Democrat.
Boida has split with her own party on the issues of border security and allowing transgender girls to play in girls' school sports. Physician Prasanth Reddy won the Republican nomination for the 3rd Congressional District in Kansas. He now faces incumbent Democratic Congresswoman Charisse Davids in the general election. From the Beacon, Blaise Mesa reports.
Reddy is a cancer doctor in the U.S. Air Force Reserves and immigrated to the country from India when he was a child. He sports core conservative values in a district that is increasingly blue. The Beacon.
Here in Douglas County, Democratic defense attorney Dakota Loomis defeated the current district attorney, Suzanne Valdez. Loomis will advance to the November 5th general election to face a former federal prosecutor, Republican Mike Warner. In sports, Major League Baseball, the Royals fell to the Boston Red Sox 6-5, the final in that game. The forecast for the KPR listening area, cloudy skies this morning, but clearing later on. We'll have a high near 87 degrees. This is Kansas Public Radio News. You're listening to Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. It's 6:19. Well, we've got some precipitation in the KPR listening area already. Down in southeast Kansas, Chanute can expect light rain within the next hour. Here in Lawrence, it's mostly cloudy and 63. Topeka and Manhattan, 62. Emporia, mostly clear and 62. The rain for most of us in northeast and east central Kansas is not expected until tonight, when there's a 30% chance. And tomorrow, a 30% chance for rain and thunderstorms. For today, cloudy to mostly cloudy skies for most of us this morning, and then clearing skies, a high of 87. Again, tonight, a 30% chance of rain late. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers. And tomorrow's high around 82 degrees.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo on September 14th, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters. Early bird tickets available now at topekazoo.org.
Everyone of a certain age will probably remember The Sound of Music. It was filmed 60 years ago in Salzburg, Austria, where residents were less than enthusiastic about the Von Trapp family story that draws hordes of tourists each year. That story's coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio. We look back at The Sound of Music on its 60th anniversary. Still to come this hour, with attention focused on the war in Gaza, Israeli settlements in the West Bank are expanding. Jewish settlers see this moment as an opportunity to increase their numbers and the land they control. That story coming up after the bottom of the hour news here on KPR's Morning Edition. Serving you since 1952, this is Kansas Public Radio. It's 6:21.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin.
And I'm A. Martinez, a rebellious would-be.
All Things Considered is on the air from 3 to 7 today here on Kansas Public Radio. KPR's Laura Lorson will be in the air chair, keeping an eye on the weather, the news, and guiding you through the day's news. That's All Things Considered, beginning at 3.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
It's 6:30.
Live from NPR News from Washington.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 6:31. Former Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt won a crowded Republican primary in the 2nd Congressional District. Schmidt won last night against four other Republicans running for the district that covers much of the eastern third of Kansas. Schmidt says his priorities include lowering the cost of living and increasing security at the U.S. border with Mexico. Schmidt will face Democrat Nancy Boida in November. Boida came out on top in her own primary, a Democratic primary, for the 2nd District. She's a former member of Congress who held the seat almost 20 years ago. Boida has been framing herself as a centrist willing to break from Democratic Party leaders on certain issues. She has split with her party on several issues, including border security and allowing transgender girls to play in girls' school sports. Physician Prasanth Reddy won the Republican nomination for the 3rd Congressional District in Kansas. He now advances to face incumbent Democrat Sharice Davids in the general election. From the Beacon, Blaise Mesa reports.
Reddy is a cancer doctor in the U.S. Air Force Reserves and immigrated to the country from India when he was a child. He sports core conservative values in a district that is increasingly blue. He wants to secure the southern border, is against abortion, and wants to stand up to China. Davids has held the seat since 2018 and continues to brush off GOP challengers. In fact, she's won her elections by larger and larger margins. I'm Blaise Mesa with The Beacon.
Two conservative candidates are in the running to replace outgoing, more moderate voices on the State Board of Education. Suzanne Perez has that report.
Debbie Potter, a homeschooler who supports school choice, was the top vote-getter in the Republican primary for District 10 near Wichita. That's the seat currently held by Jim McNeese, a former high school principal. McNeese had endorsed Potter's opponent, Marvin Miller. In District 4 in northeast Kansas, Connie O'Brien edged out two challengers in a close race for the Republican nomination. O'Brien is a retired teacher who served four terms in the Kansas House. Both candidates will face Democratic challengers in November. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
In Douglas County, Democrat Dakota Loomis defeated the current district attorney, Suzanne Valdez. Loomis, a defense attorney, will advance to the November 5th general election, where he will face a former federal prosecutor, Republican Mike Warner. In Major League Baseball, the Boston Red Sox got the best of the Royals 6-5 in Kansas City yesterday. Later today, we'll have a clear sky, a high of 87 degrees. Tonight, a 30% chance of rain. This is KPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR.
It's Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. While there were competitive primaries in the state's 2nd and 3rd congressional districts, there were really no surprises in the state's 1st and 4th congressional district races. In District 1, which includes Lawrence, Republican Tracy Mann defeated a challenger. He will face Paul Buskirk this November. Paul Buskirk winning the Democratic primary. And as I said, no real surprises in District 4, where Kansas Republican Congressman Ron Estes will take on a Democratic challenger who was uncontested on the Democratic primary, Esau Freeman. More election results on our website at kansaspublicradio.org, and we will do our best to report on the major contested races from yesterday during the state's primary election. Our next Kansas News report coming up in about 15 minutes at the top of the hour. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
At NPR, it's our job to be skeptical.
So tell me, why is this not already happening?
And provide context to the day's headlines.
Where does this leave U.S. efforts to try to broker a ceasefire to end the war? Where does it stand?
This is independent reporting you can trust. This is NPR.
Good morning, Amy Martinez. Former Padres, Tigers, and Dodgers outfielder Billy Bean has died. Not the Billy Bean of Moneyball fame.
It's Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer. Thanks for tuning in. Agricultural workers often struggle to find adequate, affordable places to live. That's why the U.S. Department of Agriculture has a program to help fund affordable off-farm worker housing across the country. But as Ray Solomon reports for Harvest Public Media and the Midwest Newsroom, housing is increasingly out of reach for the very people it is intended to help.
A tidy apartment complex sits on the industrial edge of rural Fort Morgan, Colorado. There are solar panels on the roof, a couple of playgrounds for the kids, and a sign out front welcoming you to Sol Naciente, an agricultural labor housing community. It looks like a perfect place for Abdul Aziz Diallo, who's originally from the West African country of Mauritania. Second gig, but at least he'll be able to find a home. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Ray Solomon.
Harvest Public Media is a collaborative effort of public media newsrooms across the Midwest and Great Plains, including KPR. The Midwest Newsroom is a collaboration of NPR with public radio stations in Kansas, Iowa, Missouri, Nebraska. For more information and for stories like these, visit our website, kansaspublicradio.com. After Morning Edition ends here on KPR One, we begin a morning filled with music. And this morning we'll listen to Lawrence's Uptown Mandolin Group playing Bach, Schubert's first string quartet, an English dance rhapsody, The Fantasy for a Gentleman, which is a Spanish guitar concerto written for Sergovia. We'll also take in the Brahms Double Concerto for violin, cello, and orchestra. Cordelia Brown has all of these classics and more from 9 to noon this morning on KPR 1. On KPR 2, we will bring you more news from the BBC.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez.
And I'm Michelle Martin. Climate change has been a major focus of the Biden administration now that Vice President Harris has replaced President.
Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. This is KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia. KANV at KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City. KANQ, Chanute. You'll find this broadcasting online, too, kansaspublicradio.org. Some clouds this morning, but clear later today. We'll have a high near 87 degrees. And late tonight, a 30% chance of rain.
Good morning. Kamala Harris has picked Minnesota Governor Tim Walz to be her vice president. Who is Walz and what is...
Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Tamworth, England.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 7:04. Former Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt won a crowded Republican primary in the 2nd Congressional District. KPR's Daniel Cottle reports on last night's results.
Schmidt won against four other Republicans running for the district that covers much of the eastern third of Kansas. He was endorsed by a number of high-profile Republicans, including former President Donald Trump. Schmidt says his priorities include lowering the cost of living and increasing security at the U.S. border with Mexico.
We are Kansans who love liberty and who believe that God put us in this place so that we could live the sort of lives that are examples to people all around the world.
Schmidt served in the Kansas legislature for 10 years before becoming state attorney general. He ran for governor in 2022, losing the statewide contest to incumbent Democrat Laura Kelly. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Cottle at the State House.
And Republican Derek Schmidt advances to the November general election, where he will face Democratic candidate Nancy Boida. Boida came out on top in a close Democratic primary race in the 2nd District. She's a former member of Congress who held the seat almost 20 years ago. Boida said she's already thinking about the general election against Derek Schmidt this November. She has framed herself as a centrist willing to break from Democratic Party leaders, at least on some issues.
I think that Kansans are mainly moderate, practical people. And it's very practical. If you want a Democrat to win this seat, you're going to need somebody who might not be the best Democrat.
Boida has split with her own party on several issues, including border security and allowing transgender girls to play in girls' school sports. A number of issues sent voters to the polls in Kansas yesterday. One of them was illegal immigration. Outside of a polling place in downtown Baldwin City yesterday, voter Darlene Westhoff said record high levels of immigration motivated her decisions at the ballot box.
Well, just what's on the news, too many, and they're coming over illegally, you know, so come over like you're supposed to.
While there were competitive primaries in the state's 2nd and 3rd congressional districts, there was no surprises in the state's 1st and 4th district races. In the big 1st, which includes Lawrence and most of central and western Kansas, Republican Congressman Tracy Mann advanced to face Democrat Paul Buskirk, who won his uncontested primary. In the 4th district, the Wichita area, GOP Congressman Ron Estes will face Democratic challenger Esau Freeman. Both men sailed through their uncontested primaries. Physician Prasanth Reddy won the Republican nomination for the 3rd congressional district. He faces incumbent Democrat Sharice Davids in the general election. Here in Douglas County, Democrat Dakota Loomis defeated the current district attorney, Suzanne Valdez. Loomis is a defense attorney. He advances to the November 5th general election to face a former federal prosecutor, Republican Mike Warner. You'll find more election results, local election results, in today's edition of the Lawrence Journal World.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Michelle.
You're listening to Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Agricultural workers struggle to find housing they can afford. A U.S. Department of Agriculture program is supposed to help out, but it's failing some of the very people it's designed for.
They make too much for the low-income housing, but they still can't afford market-rate housing.
What experts say needs to change so ag workers can find housing. That story coming up at about 7:45 this morning here on Morning Edition. The forecast for the KPR listening area looks like this. A few clouds this morning, but it will be clearing up later today. We'll have a high near 87. Tonight, a 30% chance of rain. Those showers and possible thunderstorms won't happen until late tonight. Overnight low 67. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of rain and thunderstorms during the day. It should be mostly cloudy on Thursday with a high of 82. Here in Lawrence at the moment, mostly sunny and 64. Topeka, 63. Manhattan, partly cloudy and 63. In Chanute, cloudy, 64. And in Emporia, the sun is shining, and it's 63 degrees.
You have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR has been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org.
Hope you got out and voted in yesterday's Kansas primary. We'll have some of the results from some of the big contested races coming up in about 10 minutes here on Morning Edition. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
Join us at 3 o'clock this afternoon for All Things Considered here on Kansas Public Radio. Laura Lorson will be your host. She's on the air from 3 to 7 today here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas Libraries, advancing research, teaching, and learning at the intersection of people and ideas. Information on community resources and upcoming events at lib.ku.edu.
Later today, clearing skies, a high of 87. Late tonight, 30% chance of rain. And tomorrow, a 30% chance.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Vice President Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz
in Detroit.
Two-term Congresswoman Cori Bush of Missouri lost her Democratic primary yesterday. This is NPR News from Washington.
And this is KPR News. I'm Jay Schaefer. Good morning. Former Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt won a crowded Republican primary in the 2nd Congressional District last night. KPR's Daniel Cottle reports.
Schmidt won against four other Republicans running for the district that covers much of the eastern third of Kansas. He was endorsed by a number of high-profile Republicans, including former President Donald Trump. Schmidt says his priorities include lowering the cost of living and increasing security at the U.S. border with Mexico.
We are Kansans who love liberty and who believe that God put us in this place so that we could live the sort of lives that are examples to people all around the world.
Schmidt served in the Kansas legislature for 10 years before becoming state attorney general. He ran for governor in 2022, losing the statewide contest to incumbent Democrat Laura Kelly. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Cottle at the State House.
Derek Schmidt will face Democrat Nancy Boida this November. Boida came out on top in a close Democratic primary race last night for the 2nd District. She's a former member of Congress who held that seat just 20 years ago. In the Kansas City area, Republican physician Prasanth Reddy won his party's nomination for the 3rd District. He now faces incumbent Democrat Charisse Davids in the general election. While there were competitive primaries in the state's 2nd and 3rd congressional districts, there were no surprises in the state's 1st and 4th congressional district races. Two conservative candidates are in the running to replace outgoing moderate voices on the Kansas State Board of Education.
Debbie Potter, a homeschooler who supports school choice, was the top vote-getter in the Republican primary for District 10 near Wichita. That's the seat currently held by Jim McNeese, a former high school principal. McNeese had endorsed Potter's opponent, Marvin Miller. In District 4 in northeast Kansas, Connie O'Brien edged out two challengers in a close race for the Republican nomination. O'Brien is a retired teacher who served four terms in the Kansas House. Both candidates will face Democratic challengers in November. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
The Republican sheriff of Johnson County, Calvin Hayden, has lost his bid for re-election. Hayden was unseated by Johnson County Undersheriff Doug Bedford, a former Navy SEAL. In sports, the Boston Red Sox got the best of the Royals 6-5, the final from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City yesterday. Our forecast today includes a few clouds this morning, but clearing skies are expected later today. We'll have a high near 87. Late tonight, we have a 30% chance for showers and thunderstorms, and tomorrow, a 30% chance for rain and storms. This is KPR News.
This is Morning Edition from...
It's Morning Edition on KPR. Thanks for being here. Agricultural workers are struggling to find housing they can afford. The U.S. Department of Agriculture program is supposed to help them, but it is failing some of the very people it's designed for.
They make too much for the low-income housing, but they still can't afford market-rate housing.
That's a problem facing many Americans, but coming up next, we'll take a look at ag workers who are struggling to find housing they can afford.
When your old boat feels like an anchor around your wallet, KPR's vehicle donation program is here for you. We'll take your donated vehicle and use it to fund the programs you enjoy every day. Donate your boat, car, or motorcycle at kansaspublicradio.org.
Sunny skies here on the KU campus, 65 degrees. Topeka, 65. Manhattan, 64. In Chanute this morning, it is cloudy and cool, 65 degrees, and in Emporia, mostly sunny, 64. Later today, clear skies for all of us with some sunshine. We'll have a high near 87.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News. Any good news organization should bring...
Join us for Morning Edition and All Things Considered every day, Monday through Friday, on KPR.
Good morning, I'm Michelle Martin, coming out of the water and making a flip at a safe distance, thankfully. Although the whales stole the show, Weston Webb still won the matchup. It's Morning Edition.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Jay Schaefer. In non-election news today, ransomware attacks on hospitals are rising in Kansas, Missouri, and nationally. As Rose Conlon reports, new research suggests they are especially costly for rural facilities.
Rural hospitals are less likely to be the target of ransomware attacks. The University of Minnesota's Hannah Neprash says that's probably because hackers know they have less money on hand to pay ransoms. But Neprash says that lack of money makes the attacks especially damaging when they do happen.
Inpatient admission volume drops, emergency room visits fall, and the effects are considerably worse for rural hospitals because they need every dollar coming in the door.
She says hospitals should try to prevent ransomware attacks, but also prepare to minimize their impact if they occur. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlin in Wichita.
It's Morning Edition on KPR. Agricultural workers often struggle to find adequate, affordable places to live. That's why the U.S. Department of Agriculture has a program designed to help fund affordable off-farm worker housing across the country. But as Ray Solomon reports for Harvest Public Media and the Midwest Newsroom, housing is increasingly out of reach for the very people it's intended to help.
A tidy apartment complex sits on the industrial edge of rural Fort Morgan, Colorado. There are solar panels on the roof, a couple of playgrounds for the kids, and a sign out front welcoming you to Sol Naciente, an agriculture...
Harvest Public Media is a collaborative effort of public media newsrooms across the Midwest and Great Plains, including KPR. The Midwest Newsroom is a collaboration of NPR with public radio stations in Kansas, Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska. For more stories from these organizations, just visit our website, kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, a local ensemble seeking to engage, enrich, and inspire the community through live musical experiences, educational programming, and community activities. More information at lawrenceorchestra.org.
Coming up next, the latest business news on the Marketplace Morning Report. We do have some clouds this morning across eastern Kansas, but we're expecting clearing skies, a high of 87. Late tonight, a chance for rain. Tomorrow, a 30% chance for showers and storms. It's your place to find NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, and KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR in Atchison, 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. You'll find us broadcasting online at kansaspublicradio.org. A few clouds here and there across parts of eastern Kansas, but we expect clearing skies later today, a high of 87. And late tonight, a chance of rain.
Good morning.
NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 8:04. The former Attorney General of Kansas, Derek Schmidt, won a crowded Republican primary in the 2nd Congressional District race. Schmidt won against four other Republicans running for that seat, which covers much of the eastern third of Kansas. Schmidt says his priorities include lowering the cost of living and increasing security at the U.S. border with Mexico. Schmidt will be facing Democrat Nancy Boida, who came out on top in a close Democratic primary race. She's a former member of Congress who held the seat almost 20 years ago. Boida has framed herself as a centrist willing to break from Democratic Party leaders on certain issues. Boida has split with her party on issues like border security and whether transgender girls should be allowed to play in girls' sports.
I think that Kansans are mainly moderate, practical people. And it's very practical. If you want a Democrat to win this seat, you're going to need somebody who might not be the best Democrat.
Nancy Boida. A number of issues sent Kansas voters to the polls on Tuesday. One of them was illegal immigration. Outside of a polling place in downtown Baldwin City yesterday, voter Darlene Westhoff said record high levels of immigration motivated her decisions at the ballot box.
Well, just what's on the news, too many, and they're coming over illegally, you know, so come over like you're supposed to.
Elsewhere in the Kansas City area, physician Prasanth Reddy won the Republican nomination for the 3rd Congressional District. He'll now face incumbent Democratic Congresswoman Charisse Davids in the general election. From the Beacon, Blaise Mesa reports.
Reddy is a cancer doctor in the U.S. Air Force Reserves and immigrated to the country from India when he was a child. He sports core conservative values in a district that is increasingly blue. He wants to secure the southern border, is against abortion, and wants to stand up to China. Davids has held the seat since 2018 and continues to brush off GOP challengers. In fact, she's won her elections by larger and larger margins. I'm Blaise Mesa with The Beacon.
There were no big surprises in the state's 1st and 4th congressional district races. In the big 1st, which includes Lawrence and most of central and western Kansas, Republican Congressman Tracy Mann advanced to face Democrat Paul Buskirk, who won his uncontested primary. In the 4th congressional district in the Wichita area, GOP Congressman Ron Estes will face Democratic challenger Esau Freeman. Both men sailed through their uncontested primaries. In Douglas County, the Democratic defense attorney, Dakota Loomis, ousted the current district attorney, Suzanne Valdez. Loomis will advance to the November 5th general election, where he'll face a former Republican federal prosecutor, Mike Warner. And the Republican sheriff of Johnson County, Calvin Hayden, lost his bid for re-election. Hayden was unseated Tuesday by Johnson County's undersheriff, Doug Bedford, a former Navy SEAL. This is KPR.
This is Morning Edition
Health Clinic. Tickets at Mixmaster2024.com.
8:19 on this Wednesday morning, August 7th. Thanks for joining us here at Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jay Schaefer. Coming up in roughly 10 minutes, we'll take a look at news headlines from around the world and across the state.
Support for KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
We've got a mixture of sunshine and mostly cloudy skies across eastern Kansas. Right now in Lawrence, sunny and 67, Topeka, sunny and 67. Manhattan, mostly cloudy and 66. Kansas City, sunny, 67, and in Chanute, a cloudy sky, 67 degrees. Skies should clear up as the day unfolds. We'll wind up with a high of 87 degrees. Late tonight, a 30% chance of showers, possibly thunderstorms, but not until really late, like after 5 a.m., which is technically tomorrow morning. The regular part of the day, tomorrow, most of the day, a 30% chance of rain and storms on Thursday. Mostly cloudy tomorrow, a high of 82. Other chances for rain coming up this weekend, Saturday, Saturday night, Sunday, Sunday night, even into Monday. Right now, sunny and 67 at KPR. It's 8:21.
Support for NPR comes from this.
Not even a minute, you will have forgotten that these are puppets.
It's just one of many ways the Sound of Music story lives on. Olivia Hampton, NPR News, Salzburg.
This is NPR News.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens. And KPR. These are a few of my favorite things. I hope they are among your favorite things, too. Thanks for joining us on this Wednesday morning. We'll have a news update straight ahead on the program. Later today, clear skies, a high of 87. Late tonight, a 30% chance of rain. Tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and storms. It'll be mostly cloudy and a bit cooler on Thursday, a high of 82. Looking a little deeper into the forecast, we've got a 20 to 30% chance of rain Saturday and Saturday night, and a 40 to 50% chance on Sunday and Sunday night, and on Monday a decent chance for rain. Here in Lawrence at the moment, we have sunny skies, 68 degrees.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. The Democratic presidential ticket has campaign events scheduled today. More thrilled. This is NPR News.
Good morning. For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Jay Schaefer. It's 8:31. Former Attorney General Derek Schmidt has won his crowded Republican primary in the 2nd Congressional District of Eastern Kansas. KPR's Daniel Caudill has more.
Schmidt won against four other Republicans running for the district that covers much of the eastern third of Kansas. He was endorsed by a number of high-profile Republicans, including former President Donald Trump. Schmidt says his priorities include lowering the cost of living and increasing security at the U.S. border with Mexico.
We are Kansans who love liberty and who believe that God put us in this place so that we could live the sort of lives that are examples to people all around the world.
Schmidt served in the Kansas legislature for 10 years before becoming state attorney general. He ran for governor in 2022, losing the statewide contest to incumbent Democrat Laura Kelly. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
Schmidt will face Democrat Nancy Boida this November. Boida came out on top in a close Democratic primary race last night for the 2nd District. She's a former member of Congress who held the seat almost 20 years ago. In the Kansas City area, Republican physician Prasanth Reddy won his party's nomination for the 3rd District. He now faces incumbent Democratic Congresswoman Charisse Davids in November's general election. Two conservative candidates are in the running to replace outgoing moderate voices on the Kansas State Board of Education.
Debbie Potter, a homeschooler who supports school choice, was the top vote-getter in the Republican primary for District 10 near Wichita. That's the seat currently held by Jim McNeese, a former high school principal. McNeese had endorsed Potter's opponent, Marvin Miller. In District 4 in northeast Kansas, Connie O'Brien edged out two challengers in a close race for the Republican nomination. O'Brien is a retired teacher who served four terms in the Kansas House. Both candidates will face Democratic challengers in November. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
In Douglas County, Democrat Dakota Loomis defeated the current district attorney, Suzanne Valdez. Loomis is a defense attorney. He'll advance to the November general election, where he'll face a former federal prosecutor, Republican Mike Warner. The Republican sheriff of Johnson County, Calvin Hayden, has lost his bid for re-election. Hayden was unseated by Johnson County's undersheriff, Doug Bedford, a former Navy SEAL. In Major League Baseball, the Boston Red Sox defeated the Royals 6-5, the final from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City. Clearing skies expected later today with a high of 87. Late tonight and tomorrow, we're looking at a 30% chance of showers and possibly some thunderstorms. This is KPR News.
It's Morning Edition.
Live details at jccc.edu/mtc.
Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning on KPR 1, we will ease into a morning filled with music. Lawrence's Uptown Mandolin Group will play Bach, Schubert's First String Quartet, an English dance rhapsody, The Fantasy for a Gentleman, which is a Spanish guitar concerto, and the Brahms Double Concerto for violin, cello, and orchestra. That's just some of what's in store for us from 9 to noon with Cordelia Brown here on KPR 1. Over on KPR 2, the news never ends. It's news and talk around the clock. We'll have the BBC News Hour at 9 a.m. Most of us should wind up with a clear and sunny sky today, a high of 87 degrees. Late tonight, chance for rain. Tomorrow, a 30% chance for showers and maybe thunderstorms. It's 68 degrees in Lawrence.
My name is Tony Cavan, and I'm the managing editor for Standards and Practices at NPR. I try and lead the conversation on newsroom ethics. Are we representing all viewpoints in a given story? Are we being fair to the people and institutions we're reporting on? These are just some of the questions we deal with every day before every story goes on the air. And we do it for you. This is NPR.
Good morning, Amy Martinez. Former Padres, Tigers, and Dodgers outfielder Billy Beane has died. Not the Billy Beane of Moneyball fame, but the second former Major League Baseball player to come out as gay. A fact he later told NPR that he kept hidden for the sake of his career.
I didn't bring up the topic. It was my dirty little secret.
After he retired, Beane became Major League Baseball's top ambassador for inclusion. Billy Beane was 60 years old. It's Morning Edition.
Support for NPR comes from the station. And from Amazon Music, Prime members have access to a catalog of news podcasts ad-free, breaking news without the breaks. Available by downloading the Amazon Music app or visiting amazon.com/ad-free. From Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on Thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. And from ECMC Foundation, at ecmcfoundation.org.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Jay Schaefer. Coming up in a moment, we'll talk about the lack of affordable housing for agricultural workers. But right now, some other news, and it's non-election related. Ransomware attacks on hospitals are rising in Kansas and Missouri and nationally. As Rose Conlon reports, new research suggests they are especially costly for rural facilities.
Rural hospitals are less likely to be the target of ransomware attacks. The University of Minnesota's Hannon.
It's Morning Edition on KPR. Ag workers often struggle to find adequate, affordable places to live, and that's why the U.S. Department of Agriculture has a program to help fund affordable off-farm worker housing across the country. But as Ray Solomon reports for Harvest Public Media and the Midwest Newsroom, housing remains increasingly out of reach.
A tidy apartment complex sits on the industrial edge of rural Fort Morgan, Colorado. There are solar panels on the roof, a couple of playgrounds for the kids, and a sign that solved their vacancy problem. But it didn't help ag worker Abdul Diallo, who never managed to find a home in Fort Morgan. Diallo says the months of short-term ad hoc housing have been stressful, and he's hit a breaking point. So he's leaving Fort Morgan, quitting the agricultural workforce for a restaurant job in Denver. It won't pay as well as the meatpacking gig, but at least he'll be able to find a home. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Ray Solomon.
Harvest Public Media is a collaborative effort of public media newsrooms across the Midwest and Great Plains, including KPR. You'll find this story and others like it on the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org. We'll have a high today of 87. Late tonight and tomorrow, a 30% chance of showers and maybe storms.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez.
And I'm Michelle Martin. Climate change has been a major focus of the Biden administration.
To 5 p.m. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
It's Morning Edition on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Thanks for tuning in this morning. Stick around for classical music with Cordelia Brown. Here is some of what is in store for us this morning. We will hear from the Uptown Mandolin Quartet, Lawrence's own Uptown Mandolin Quartet. And Cordelia has given us so much to choose from this morning. Here's just a little bit. Schubert's First String Quartet, an English dance rhapsody, and the Brahms Double Concerto for violin, cello, and orchestra. It promises to be good, so stick around. Our forecast today includes a clearing sky by this afternoon, high of 87. For some of us, skies have already cleared up. In Lawrence and Topeka, it is sunny and 68 degrees. Manhattan, cloud cover 68, and in Emporia, mostly cloudy and 68. Kansas Public Radio includes KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. It's 9:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Vice President Harris and Minnesota Governor